Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. You're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. It's a beautiful new morning. It's a beautiful new week. Today is the 16th day in the month of June 2025. Again, the month is coming to an end, and all we can say right now is thank you, Jesus. Silver and gold are not enough to show him how grateful we are, because he has been working overtime to sustain, preserve, to shield, to provide. He's just everything to us. Lord, we want to say thank you. Accept our thanks this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by our Father and the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today we'll be looking at a topic that says, words are powerful. Words are powerful. Part 1. Our aim for today is taken from Hymn 31, Yield Not to Temptation. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Psalm 62-68. And our memory verse is taken from James chapter 3, verse 2. James chapter 3 verse 2, which says, for in many things we offend all. If any man offend, not in words, the same is a perfect man, and able to bridle the whole body. James chapter 3 verse 2, for in many things we offend all. If any man offend in word, the same is a If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man, and able also to bridle the whole body. Our Bible reading is taken from James chapter 3 from verse 2 to 13. James chapter 3 from verse 2 to 13. From verse 2, I'll be reading from the NIV version. We all stumble in many ways. Anyone who is never at fault in what they say is perfect, able to keep their whole body in check. When we put bits into the mouths of horses to make them obey us, we can turn the whole animal. Or take sheep as example. Although they are so large and are driven by strong wind, they are steered by a very small rudder wherever the pilot wants to go. Likewise, the tongue is a small part of the body, but it makes great boasts. Consider what a great forest is set on. What a great forest is set on fire by a small spark. The tongue also is a fire, a world of evil among the parts of the body. It corrupts the whole body, sets the whole course of one's life on fire, and is itself set on fire by hell. All kinds of animals, birds, reptiles, and sea creatures are being tamed and have been tamed by mankind, but no human being can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil full of deadly poison. With the tongue we praise our Lord and Father, and with it we curse human beings. We have been made in God's likeness. Out of the same mouth come praise and cursing. My brothers and sisters, this should not be. Can both fresh water and salt water flow from the same spring? My brothers and sisters, can a fig tree bear olives or a grapevine bear figs? Neither can a salt spring produce fresh water. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let them show it by their good life, by deeds done in humility that comes from wisdom. May God bless the reading and the hearing of His word in Jesus' name. Our manual today reads, when I got married and had children, things were easily difficult, were really difficult for me and my young family. However, I would always tell my wife to brace up because things would not remain tough forever. I never allowed any negative confessions to come out of my mouth because I knew that there would be negative impacts on our future. When the Shunammite woman lost her son, she never allowed any negative word to come out of her mouth. All she kept saying was, "It shall be well," and it is well, like we see in 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 23 and 26. She refused to utter negative words that would aid what the devil was trying to achieve. Instead, she kept speaking what she wanted until everything became well indeed. Words are very powerful. In Africa, the elders say they are like an egg, meaning that once they are uttered, their impact cannot be reversed. You must be careful what you say and how you say it. When you speak negative words, the damage they cause may be irreparable, even if you are genuinely sorry about uttering them. Don't speak when you are extremely angry or very excited because you may say the wrong things. You should also be careful with your words whenever you are sad because there is power in your tongue. The power of life and death lies in the tongue, like we see in Proverbs 18 verse 21. And you must be intentional about the words you speak. Proverbs chapter 6 verse 2 says, "Thou art snared with the words of thy mouth. Thou art taken with the words of thy mouth." No matter what happens, always think before you talk. Always let your words be in line with God's word. The word of God is powerful. It can break any negative word that has been spoken over your life and destiny. Jabez was a newborn baby when his mother made a negative pronouncement over him. She set him up for a life of sorrow and hardship because she spoke when she was in pain. Thankfully, Jabez rejected sorrow and hardship by crying to God to bless him, and God turned his life around, like we see in 1 Chronicles chapter 4 from verse 9 to 10. Beloved, whatever you say is what you will get. Therefore, use your tongue wisely. If you have made negative pronouncements over your life or your children's life, ask God for mercy and begin to override them with God's word. I pray that His word will continually lift you up and bless all that concerns you in Jesus' name. Today's open heaven comes to the prayer point that says, Lord, please help me to always use my tongue wisely in Jesus' name. Lord, please always help me to use my tongue wisely in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. If today's open heaven has been a blessing to you and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the open heaven hour. You see all our past and current open heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you like to listen to, download or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com, and it's available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store or Apple Store. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again and till we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed. Bye-bye.